Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Arise. And that is a song coming there from Adira Africa featuring Mepel Kube, Dr. Pearl Kube. And we are saying, Lord, arise again. We prayed for the elections. We prayed almost daily. Yes, there are some days where family members would say, how is this going? Like, today we are not praying. And yeah, because technically at that moment we couldn't, but we prayed privately daily. I was also impressed is not the right word, but I was also glad. Yeah, that's the right word, to see 3C Live also. Yes, it's 3C. It's 3C, the church 3C, where 3C Live comes from. They were live on TV and they led prayer for 3 days with prayer and fasting as well. I also saw CFC also leading us in prayer and CRC leading us in prayer. And TBN in Africa was broadcasting these. And I saw individuals on their Facebook pages leading prayer. And here at Radio Pulpit, we had Mama Eva Siobi also being on the lead of prayer together with Pastor Anna Motlana and Bomoruti Zabani also joining in. And we thank God that we had friendly, awesome, free elections, but we're still praying. Hi, Ma. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you, Bongi?
I am blessed of the Lord. It's so awesome to be talking to you again today. I do this for others. I have to do it for my mom, too. Yeah. Right now, Ma, the government is talking collisions. We're hearing about collisions. We're hearing about the first sitting having to be on Friday, others taking taking it to the Constitutional Court to delay on the sitting, the first parliamentary sitting. We need a new president. Why should we be praying during this time? Why is it so crucial to pray about everything that's happening right now?
Yeah, you know, there's a scripture in the book of Isaiah now. The Lord says that I am not a God who brings to the point of death and then lose strength. Instead of the baby coming, then it just stops and becomes a stillborn. So that's why we've got this point. When we were praying for the elections, it was like we were trying to give birth to a new baby. And now that the baby is about to come, we cannot at this critical time not press and push and see what we have been praying for becoming a reality. We're praying for change. We're praying to say that may the Lord's will and purposes be accomplished in South Africa. We were saying that we are aware of the position and the prophetic word God has given to South Africa, that the end-time revival is going to start at the southern end of Africa, which is here. So now we're saying, Lord, we need a government which is godly. We need a president who is a God-fearing man or woman after your own heart. We said, Lord, we are praying that your will on earth here in South Africa be done as it is in heaven. This is a time where we are saying as a intercessors that South Africa is about to enter into its spiritual destiny. And so we cannot now, right at this time, when now the real birth has got to be completed, then because this is actually very critical, you know, for every birth of a child, there is nothing which is as critical as the point of birth in the labor ward. If we are in a labor room where the different political parties are meeting, it's a labor ward. And now we, as midwives, as the church, we have got to arise and pray as hard as ever to save South Africa, boy, and let that baby be born.
Yeah.
The baby who we believe God has been preparing for the past, and now is the time for fulfillment. Amen. So we have got to pray, Lord, in this transitional period, into the seventh parliament and administration, South Africa should be the time and the season. We must get into the season and get God to help, the Lord helping that we answer ourselves into a season, not by human strength, not by human understanding, but the divine power of our living God. It's time for the church to arise and for the men and women whom God has been preparing for them to come because this is the season of redemption. Yeah, it's the season of redemption for our country. Amen.
Amen and amen to that. So, Ma, as we are standing up in prayer, what should we be saying unto the Lord during this time when we stand up to pray now for South Africa? I mean, there's still a little bit of uncertainty, especially with other parties taking it to the Constitutional Court. We hear all sorts of things that are happening right now. Others trying to stop the sitting of the first parliamentary sitting, which is supposed to happen this Friday. There's a lot. We need a new national speaker and all that. So what should we be saying unto the Lord in our prayer closets?
Yeah, in our prayer closets, number one, we keep praying for peace and amongst those who are involved in discussions and for them to get the wisdom from the Lord. It is God who gives wisdom in the heart of a man, that they should be able to have that discerning heart and to be humble, you know, because one thing we can be a distraction is pride. When proud that we as a party or I as an individual, I want things to be in my way. That is the best seat. And we've got now to say we are all here interested to see that South Africa becomes economically viable, that the people of South Africa are going to have their standard of life upgraded, that we are going to see a peaceful South Africa with a sound a system of justice, that they should authority for the people of South Africa, and we will be able to also enjoy the goodness of the land of South Africa. Whether you are at whichever part of the spectrum economically, and so many here have got to have a better life. That's the thing which should be at the table. We should not be saying my manifesto, your what, you know, the Constitution should also dictate to say this is the way we've got to move, and this is what we agreed on, until of course there are changes at a proper time as time goes on. But we pray for peace, we pray for God's wisdom, we pray for humility to those who are discussing. Number four, we are going to pray that may the election of the Speaker of the House of Parliament and the deputy or his deputy, may the new president who is going to be elected, may those people whom God has ordained and chosen at this time, because the Bible clearly says that governments are chosen by God. When we read, let's read a bit of the scripture in the book of Romans chapter 13, so that we can all be on one page and he would not be saying, how can God do be involved in all this?
Mm.
It's because in Romans 13, I'm going to read verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Let everything be subject to the governing authority, for is no authority except from God.
Mm.
And the authorities that exist are appointed by God.
Mm.
That's what we should be praying. That, Lord, let the authority, the cabinet minister, we believe, Lord, you have got people whom you have already appointed. Let those be appointed now in reality by those who are making a decision maker. And then verse 2 of Romans 13, 2. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you'll have praise from the same. For he is God's minister. You see, may the Spirit of the Lord fall upon all those who have now been given, their names are given to the Chief Justice. May the Spirit of God convict them to know that they are actually God's ministers to their country.
Mm.
They are. That's why they are called ministers so-and-so, minister of transport, minister of what? You know, that pronoun, minister of what, it's not somebody who just coined it up because they were clever.
Mm.
It comes from the Bible. That minister in the cabinet are ministers of God appointed by him, right? And then it continues. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience's sake. For because of this, you will also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing.
Mm.
Okay? Render, therefore, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs are due, and fear to those and honor to those. So we are, it's our business as a church to be concerned about how government is formulated. Because we are here to represent and be the ones who are going to ask the Lord, intercede, stand in the gap, that Father, may your will, which you have already ordained, ministers you have appointed, president whom you have appointed, may now at this time. You know, sometimes when you don't pray, things just happen. But when we pray, there is a protocol, there is order, which we ask. Let the order of God now access the corridors of power of South Africa. Let it no more just be left to whatever last on time. Let the law be hands or last leg, last. Let there be now a proactive way, which the church is now saying. Now at this critical time, there's no other time as critical as this week. And I'm so delighted and glad that we have this slot on radio to say to us, church, now is time to say this is a decisive week for the next 5 years of South Africa, if not even for the rest of it. Because even the elections, none expected what we saw. However, God, because we pray, we saw how the results came around. So now, the hand of God is already working. Let us now say, strengthen your hand upon the people. The people belong to God. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, I think 25:1, the heart of a king lies
in the hands
of God. So now, God is able to change and direct the heart of the king to go in the way God wants them to do. But God comes until we pray as a church. James says, you don't hear because you don't ask. Mm-hmm. So we are here to ask the Lord that, Father, may that which you have already ordained for South Africa become a reality.
Yeah.
In Jesus.
Amen. You know, I was looking for the scripture. I keep going back to 1 Timothy 2, and I don't want that one, which says that we should pray for those in authorities, the kings and everybody else, and pray for the peace of the land, because in that peace, we will have peace. So I was looking for that one. I wanted to read them.
Let me give it to you. It is in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse, let's start verse 1.
Okay.
1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, I exhort first all the supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. In other words, here, Paul is saying that we should pray that pray for our government, pray for those who are in authority. Let them have the fear of the Lord in them, so that as they lead, the fruit of their leadership should give the country peace. And when we have got that peace and godliness and reverence becoming prevailing over our country, then the gospel is going to have a place to be preached, so that people can become born again, including even those who are in authority. So this is the background on why we pray. Thank you for bringing that scripture into your heart as the Spirit gave it to you. Because this is exactly in it. This is the theme why we are actually, it's our business to pray, that there should be quietness and peace and quietness in our country. Our country with godliness, so that the gospel can be able to be preached and people can come to the knowledge of God. Because when the Bible, Jesus told us, where there is strife, the word never takes root and people can't even appreciate and hear it. And those stresses and all the anxieties of life, they choke the way. But it is when there's peace, when people are having a soundness of mind and their hearts are being worked at by a good environmental status where we all feel okay to relate, to express our talent, to work, become citizens who are very much contributing to the society, community in our country. You know, where we are able to, it's an enabling environment to even cause the economy to boom. All that contributes to an environment which is amicable for the gospel to be preached.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's about creating an environment which is going to enable revival.
Right.
And prophetically, they said that the end time revival, the redemption of the whole world, will begin here in South Africa. That's why South Africa is in the program of God's redemptive purpose for nations at this point in time. And that's why these particular elections were seen. They are number 7. These are the 7. When you go to the parliament, it will be the 7th one.
Mm.
What is 7? It's the number of completion. It's the number of how God comes to rest with men so that men can begin to do the purposes and the will of God. So that's our prayer. And that's what we are blessing South Africa with, that it should be a time where South Africa can come around God's table and enjoy His goodness and see Him being our source, protector, our leader, and the man and the God who loves us. So, racism must end, discrimination must truly be taken out, and all these evils, for gender-based violence and all that, you know, families in disarray, it must all end. And there's nothing which is going to end all that but the power which lies in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And
salvation.
Pastor Anna Motlana also gives us that scripture, because I was like, I'm looking for the scripture, and she's like, I don't know if these are the verses you are looking for. Jeremiah 29 verse 7 and Leviticus 26 verse 6, peace in the land. I will grant peace in the land, and you will lie down, and no one will make you afraid. I will remove wild beasts from the land, and the sword will not pass through your country. And Jeremiah 29:7, also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray for the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yeah, I was looking for these as well. I think I was combining everything together. So thank you, Mama. Thank you, Pastor Anna Motlana, for these. Ma, I'm going to just ask you to just take us through that prayer. So just to allow you to lead us in this prayer, and may this be our prayer until the end. And there's no end, in actual fact. We just continue.
Can I just say this prophetic word also over South Africa as we're going to pray?
Bamba Ganyani, I just want to take a family member quickly on the line. Hi, family, how are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you?
Ngikhona babu nkosi nyokwenza ubaba agijime. Yes, sir.
Mamusi yobi njani?
Ah, siphile bamkhosi njani? Ngajabula ukuzizwa lakho. Amen.
Nami ngijabulile. Sisi sibongile, ngizawuzama ukugijima.
Yes, sir.
Ungivulele u-Acts 13.
Siya kuverse.
Yeah, ufunde from verse 4.
Acts 13:4. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they called to Cyprus. And when they arrived in Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. They also had John as their assistant. Now when they had gone through the island to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsult, these names of the Bible, Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. This man called for Barabbas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsuls away from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, O full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, you will not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord. And now, indeed, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not see the sun for a time. Baba?
Amen. This is bongile umufunda kwamayama translation yasichazela ukuthi boku le sorcerer bekuyiyo e controller the governor.
All right.
Yeah. Abo government bethu but controlwa ama antichrist. But controlwa ama sorcerers abenzisa izinto eziphambene nentando kaNkuluNkulu ngobe thina sihlezi iBhayibheli liyasho lapha lendoda omayibuza ukuthi ubani otshale lokhula kanti thina sitshale ukolweni uthi uthi umlimi sithe silele isitha satshala ukukhula silele thina bazalwane siyekelele ama-antichrist ukuthi abuse amagavana wethu abuse ugovernment wethu amcontrole ngoba silela simkhulekeni ngiyayithanda lento yenziwa i-radio pulpit asiqhubeke njalo sibaqhulekele sakhuleka uma kiwa kuma-elections kuphela kube nje namalanga nje wokukhulekela ugovernment ngoba u-Isaiah 9 verse 6 uthi the government is on the shoulder of Christ. The shoulder of Christ is the church.
It's the body.
Because the church is the body of Christ. Yitho kufanele sithwale ugovernment, hayi ugovernment athwale thina. Manje thina si-expecta things from the government and ugovernment akanazo thina lezi zinto esinazo.
Thank you so much, Babu Nkosi. Yo, Babu Nkosi says we ought to be praying for government because there are some spirits that are ruling governments. Some governments are controlled by sorcerers, like we find in the book of Acts 13. So he says the enemy will plant tares whilst we are sleeping. So we shouldn't be a sleeping body because the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, then the government shall be upon his shoulders. Unto us a son is given, unto us a child is born and a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And the shoulders belong to the body, which means that the body of Christ should be the one carrying the government. Yo, that is challenging, Mamane.
Amen. I think well said.
Yes.
Because definitely, if we as a church, as I said, it's our business to take care of government and governmental affairs, and especially the formation of government, it is the prerogative of the ecclesia, the church. And now I think because now he is also giving us a perspective to say that if we do not do and take our role and do it well, then tears are going to be, tears are going to be at night because we are sleeping, right? And then those are what are all the foreign spirits, the territorial spirits, which are going to take charge over our nation. You know, you remember Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9, as he was praying, and then Gabriel tells him, Gabriel, when you started, Daniel, when you started to pray, your answer came.
Was granted.
By the Prince of Persia, a spirit, territorial, which was written a territorial spirit, which was holding me, that I couldn't bring the answer on time until my father could fight and help me. So now, there is a reality. Babu Nkosi, thank you for bringing that a perspective. But there are territorial spirits which are ruling, and when they rule, they overrule God's way in the church. Does not stand in its position. So we need to stand in our position now, especially at this critical time of the formation of the government to come. We have got to stand. And I was going to read quickly before I pray this Isaiah 64. It's a prophetic word where God says that I'm reading from verse 4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you, who acts for the one who waits for him. In other words, he acts for those who pray prayerfully waiting for him. And so I'm going to jump because of time. That's it. But we are all like an team. All unrighteousness are like those things that, no, I do not want to read that. I wanted to read after that, verse 7. Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Because her pain came, she delivered a male child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall the nation be made to give birth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave birth to her children. Shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord? Shall I, who can deliver, shut up the womb, says your God? This is the God who says, rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad with her, all you who love her. Rejoice for your joy with her, all you who mourn for her, that you may feed and satisfy. With a continuation of the bosom, that you may drink deeply and be delighted in the abundance of the glory.
Yeah.
So, go up and prophesy that way over South Africa, that a nation shall be birthed in one day. In one day. It doesn't take God lots of days. No, one day. We are talking 2 weeks. But God says in one day. So we're praying that, Lord, whatever it is, which is a hindering, spirits which are blocking,
okay,
we rebuke them. We drive them out. Because God, Jesus has said, the gates of hell can never prevail against my church. So can I pray?
Yes, ma. Let's pray.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are an amazing Father. We thank you so much that you heard our prayer. That, Lord, we're just praying that, Lord, may there be a change in South Africa as we are heading for the election. And, Lord, you give us the results of the election, or even better than what we thought. So, Lord, as we are seeking, thank you. What is going on? We repent. We repent. We are numbering. As a church, we are sleeping. And somehow or other, allow, Baba, the evil one to come and plant seeds which are of wickedness. But now, at this time, as we repent, we are saying, Lord, forgive us even for other things which we have done. Lord, things which are huge, some of them are big. We can't mention them by name. But, Lord, you know all of them. And we stand to repent in this afternoon. Mercy on us and forgive us, Father, where we have really, really done so badly in your sight. Because there is God who says, we should love your children. We should be able to embrace them. And we do that right now in Jesus' name. Because when we love your children, we shall be blessed by you. And so, Father, as we bless the nation of God, we are saying, may our nation be blessed. And so, Father, in this special week where we are standing on crossroads as a country, Father, to formulate a new government and be a new nation with a new president, a new speaker of parliament, and his death deputy. We are cognizant, Father, of the role, pivotal role, which South Africa has to play in this end-time redemptive purposes of nations. We pray, Father, for your divine direction. We pray for your wisdom to be upon all those, Father, who are discussing, even as we pray, the future of our nation. May your Holy Spirit prevail, Father, at this point in time. We are asking, Father, calling upon you, that, Father, as we honor your very position which you occupy over nations, come to our aid. May we as a church be leaders who are going to transition our country in a very successful manner. Help our leaders with wisdom. Guide them further as they negotiate. Help us as citizens to be builders. Let us be able to build further in all ways and in all manner which you want. We pray for peace and unity to prevail around the table as the heart of a king is in your hands. Lord, direct the heart of all our political parties represented. Lord, direct their heart in the way they should go so they are able, Father, to formulate a government which is going to cause the prosperity of South Africa to be a reality in all departments, in all areas of our community. Lord, we are asking that the hearts of men and women, that Lord, as they are going to be transitioning into the 7th Parliament and administration, let it now be under your unction. Let it be, Father, the rule of the kingdom of the living God. You are the one, Lord, Daniel says, who's able to position things, and you are able to remove them. And you are the one, Father, who dictates a dispensation of a nation or people. May ours, Father, be in line and in alignment with what you have ordained for this country at this time. We thank you, Father, that, Lord, you hear our prayer, you see our children, you see the children to come to be born in South Africa. You have given us a beautiful land, beautiful landscape, beautiful weather, a wonderful a nation filled, Father, with all sorts of people. Hence, O Reverend Dudu, be all this rainbow nation. Let this rainbow nation become, Father, a glorious one, which is going to bless the whole of the world because of what is happening in South Africa, which is going to touch the heart of the people and cause them to be turned towards the living God, the gospel, Father, to be preached with power, with reverence, and be miracle workers in the communities, in the churches, in all places of employment. People's hearts must be turned towards the living God, because Jesus is coming. What have you said? And one of the days he will send his building of all government. How about we thank you for hearing us here, and we thank you for this time together. Touch our hearts with you, and help you to continue to pray more fervently than ever before, until, Father, we have seen the birth of what God wants in terms of his living. Let it be peace, let it be quiet and authority, and, Father, let it be unity and understanding around our leaders. We thank you as you place them in your hands. And we declare, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forevermore in South Africa. We thank you, Father. Amen.
And amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Ma, for leading us in this prayer. And may we continue as family members in our private spaces, times, cell groups, churches, to pray. We pray without ceasing. Thank you so much, Ma. We love you. We will be back with you again very soon. And such an honor. May God keep keeping you.
Thank you for having me. God bless you, Africa and South Africa. It's a very, very special future.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ma.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.